Welcome back to the Crestwood Intermediate School podcast. Today, we're bringing you yet another one of our student-led interviews. In this interview, Isabel will be interviewing her father, who is also an Army vet. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, my name is Isabel. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm interviewing my dad today. Dad, will you please introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Abraham Zoka.
What do you like to do on your free time? Why?
I spend a lot of my free time volunteering to help youth become who they should be. I do a lot of volunteering with the Cub Scouts, with the Boy Scouts, and with our church.
What do you do for volunteering for the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts? What kind of stuff do you do?
I am a den leader and assistant Cub Master for the Cub Scout Pack in Manaway. And I am an assistant Scout Master for the Boy Scout Troop.
Okay. What subject in school did you mostly fail in?
I was not very good in English when I was in school. I just never was my subject.
Why?
Just wasn't my subject.
But we speak English.
I know. I just wasn't good at it. I wasn't good at writing and putting my thoughts on paper. So that was my subject that I wasn't very good in.
Where did you live when you were younger?
I grew up in Auburn Township, not far from here.
Did you like where you lived?
I loved where I lived. We had a little creek in the backyard, and it was a lot of fun there.
Mm-hmm, I like swimming there. Did you have any pets when you were younger? What was their names?
I had a bunch of dogs when I was growing up, and I don't remember most of their names.
Do you remember any of their names?
Yeah, we had a dog when I was young named Abigail.
Oh, my dog's named Abby. What was your favorite show when you were a kid, and why?
I have no idea. Probably like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, that's a good show.
I don't know why it was my favorite show. I thought it was funny, probably.
Did you get along well with your siblings? Why or why not?
Yes, for the most part, I got along with my siblings. I have a younger sister and I have a younger brother. And we got along. We played in the woods and did all kinds of fun stuff when we were growing up.
I heard your sister ran... Wait, did you run over?
Yes, I ran my sister over with a go-kart one point, but not on purpose.
Sure. How did you and your wife meet each other?
My wife and I met each other. My wife was friends with my sister, and that's how I met my wife, through my sister.
Why did you join the Army?
I joined the Army after the events of 9/11. I joined the Army in 2003, and I did it because I wanted to do something, and I loved my country.
That's a good answer. How did your wife feel when you went into the Army?
She wasn't too happy about it, but she was proud of me.
Mm-hmm. Were you deployed, and if so, where?
Yes, I did. I was deployed. I deployed to Iraq in 2005.
Did you make any friends in the Army?
Yes, I made a lot of friends in the Army. I consider all of the men that I served with to be my brothers. We were like a family. I mean, we lived together for a year. We saw each other every day, and we spent pretty much every minute together. So,
how many people in the Army do you still know now?
I am still friends with most of the people that I served with in the military.
Can you say some of their names?
It's a lot of people, and I don't remember all of their names.
Can you say like
Dan? One? We knew each other by our last names. We didn't know each other by our first names.
What about Brad?
I did not serve with Brad.
What did you study for in college?
I went to college for automotive and diesel technology.
Did you fix any cars in the Army?
Yes, that was my job in the military. My job in the military was to fix vehicles. I fixed a lot of cars, or a lot of trucks and Humvees and
Jeeps.
All that stuff. No, just Humvees and deuce and a halves and five tons. And
how would you define courage?
Courage is doing something above and beyond for somebody else out of love for that person or for that country or for whatever. But I think it's all driven by love. Love of country, love of people.
If you could give one piece of advice to the younger generation, what would it be?
Pay attention in your studies and work really hard, and you will accomplish whatever you want to accomplish.
Well, thank you for coming in to my Charge podcast.
Thank you for having me.